It's now time for a special edition of the Susie Scoop with Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. Susie Said.
Well, good morning, everyone. I am so excited because Susie Scoop has something really special going on in the studio today. I have a guest for you all. We have Robert Ratafera, who you probably recognize his name because he's a well-known photographer in our area, but he's got something really exciting and special to talk to us about today. Robert, welcome to the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we'll just go right into it. Why don't you tell me about this event that you have? It's coming up on October 2nd, correct?
That's correct.
Why don't you just jump on in and tell me about it?
So on October 2nd, we are doing a jump for Team Talia at Explorations Play Studio for Dravet Syndrome.
Dravet Syndrome. And that's a disease. And Talia is a...
She's a four-year-old little girl that lives in Massachusetts. And her father is a dear friend of mine. We went to high school together.
Mm-hmm.
And Dravet is a rare and catastrophic form of epilepsy. And she, unfortunately, I guess within these last 3 years, she's had to live in complete darkness,
wow,
which is very tough. And, I mean, it's tough on her and tough on the parents as well.
Definitely.
So on October 2nd, there is a walk across the world to raise money for Dravet. And I was going to go up and photograph the event for them, but I thought instead I would have a fundraiser here in Charlottesville.
Great.
So these jump portraits are portraits of your children jumping. And I've done these portraits for the last couple of years now, and it's very inexpensive. It's $20 for the first child or adult that jumps. And then $10 for every grouping after that. So for a family of two kids, it's $40. So if you wanted a photo of each child and one together. And all of the proceeds are going to the Dravet Syndrome.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, I have seen photos that you've taken at your Jump for Joy events before. And it's hard to convey right here over a microphone how cool they are. Because
well, thank you.
What you really see in that picture is the joy that people are having fun, jumping. And I love the adult ones because,
right,
you know, how often do we do that as an adult? Do we really jump around? The kids do it, and they love it. But I love to see the adults, too.
No, it's fantastic. And I actually think that when you do jump, it's hard to hide any sort of, like, it's always your real emotion that comes out on your
That's
face,
great,
especially for the kids, too. So.
Well, that is great. And this event is happening at Explorations Play Studio, correct?
That's correct.
And that is over on Commonwealth in the Village Green Shopping Center. And that is, if you haven't been to Explorations Play Studio also, it's a great opportunity to check out this place because it is such a calm, creative, just a really amazing space.
It is.
And so I'm really, really excited about this. So that is October 2nd. Tell us what time and how do people get in touch with you to do this?
So you can make donations at a website called, it's www.jumpforteamtalia.com.
Okay.
And Talia is TALIA.com. There's all the information about the event there. We do take reservations. Walk-ins are definitely welcome. It will start at 8 o'clock in the morning and go, I mean, we say 6 o'clock, but if there are people waiting, we'll stay as
long
as it takes.
Keep on doing it. Well, great. I am so, well, you know, Robert, I am glad to meet you in person because I've seen your work. I've admired it from afar, so I'm very excited. I think this is a fabulous thing that you are doing for your friend. And really to get... you know, just to get the awareness out there about this disease, because it's obviously very tough on the people that are affected by it.
It is.
Well, and I applaud you for doing that. And I am, there will also be information up on Susie Said if you want information about it, or you can contact me at Susie Said. You can contact Robert, and you can probably just Google it and it'll come up because we were going to be all over the internet, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here today, Robert. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having me.
That was a special edition of the Susie Scoop. It's now time to get you what's going on in and around town this weekend with Amy Eastlack, a.k.a. of Susie Said. It's a monster weekend here in Charlottesville. The temperatures will be a little cooler. Amy Eastlack now with the scoop around town.
Well, hello, everyone. It is possibly going to be a fall-like weekend, I'm hearing, in Charlottesville. Go figure, September and fall is coming. But that is, and I'm actually really excited about that because I have to admit, fall is my favorite year. I love it when I can put on my jeans, put a scarf on, put on some boots, get out of my flip-flops. Not that I don't love my flip-flops, but I'm ready to put on some boots and have some fun with the new fall wardrobe. So let's talk about what is going on in and around town this weekend. This Friday, it's the third Friday of the month, so hopefully you remember what that means, but if you don't, it is Public observation night at the McCormick Observatory, and you get to do this for free. I think I've talked about this before, but I want to throw it out there because this is a really cool thing, and it's really special and unique to Charlottesville. So basically, you head over to McCormick Observatory, which is over on UVA's campus, and you get to observe the stars, the planets, from their telescope. So this isn't like the telescope that my kids have that we got from Toys R Us. These are like the real deal, and you get to learn about the research they're doing. There are faculty and grad students there. They answer your questions. They teach you how to use all this stuff and really teach you about what you're looking at, which I think is really special because sometimes you can look, and it's really cool to look at, but when you really find out what you're looking at, well, that it just makes it all that more cool. So that is on Friday evening. It starts at around dusk. It's got to be dark out to see the stars, obviously. You can get more information on this. This happens the first and third Friday of every month, and of course, it's weather permitting. I'm hearing right now that Friday should be clear, but you know, you never know what's going to happen with the weather. So you want to double check that. If you want more information on what happens there, you can. I do have it up on Suzy Said, but you can also check their website, which is www.astro.virginia.edu, and then you just click on public outreach, or you can call them at 243-1885. Since we're talking about fun things you can do with your family, and you definitely do not have to be a child to check out the observation night. I think it's great for adults, too. You can learn so much doing that. But here's one that's great for families. I know that there are a lot of moms in Charlottesville that have been waiting for this to happen, and it is the fall lollipop shop sale. And I'm not joking, and if you haven't been to this before, I'm going to tell you right now. It starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning. Get there early. There will be people lined up at the door with big old bags and even laundry baskets in their hand ready to get some great deals. So this is a kids' consignment sale. If you haven't heard of it yet, it has been running for over 10 years now, and it's kind of moved around to different locations because you got to have a really big empty space for this. This runs Saturday the 17th through September 25th. And about halfway through that time, they start marking some things down. And so you get 25 one day, 30 the next day. It's amazing. And they're really great deals to begin with. This season, it's going to be in the old Circuit City location in Albemarle Square. So that big empty building that's been there for a while is going to be getting put to good use this weekend. And then all the way through the 25th. Runs 10 o'clock in the morning until 6 p.m. And except for on Sundays, they don't open up until 1. So you want to check that out. If you have little ones, if you are a mom-to-be, definitely great deals on all kinds of bouncy seats and entertainment and clothes and just strollers, everything you need. So that is going on all weekend through the 25th over at the old Circuit City location, Albemarle Square. And this is another one that I'm really excited about, and I think the weather is going to be perfect for this. I think this cool weather is going to be great for the Heritage Harvest Festival that's coming up on Saturday. There's actually a preview on Friday that runs from 9 to 5, too, and there's a lot of special sessions on Friday. But the big open-to-the-public type thing is on Saturday, and it runs from 9 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and that is at Monticello. And this is the fifth year they've been doing this, and it's hosted by the Thomas Jefferson Foundation and Southern Exposure Seed Exchange. And really what it's about is kind of celebrating, you know, Jefferson was really good at everything, but he was actually really into, and if you've been up to Monticello, you'll see this, that he was very into gardening and planting and vegetables and things like that. And so this is kind of celebrating his legacy in a fun and affordable family way. There's a lot of educational components about gardening, sustainability, local food, and the preservation of heritage plants, because Thomas Jefferson actually discovered some of these things. It's quite amazing. Tickets are $8 in advance, $10 on the day of the event. Note that on the day of the event, you can get the tickets at PVCC and at Monticello High School. Children under 5 are admitted free. And there's just tons of stuff going on up there. And don't let the 60-degree temperatures scare you away, because 60 is beautiful. Pull on a fleece and head up there. It's going to be a gorgeous day. And then I love fall because so many of the – there are – you know, during the summer, there's tons of great programs. But in the fall, some of the regular programs come back. And this is one that I was really excited to see is coming back this year. And it's at the UVA Art Museum, and they call it Family Art Jams. And what this is a really cool way they combine age-appropriate tours and hands-on art projects for kids and for families so that you can really make the museum accessible to kids. Because sometimes you probably remember as a kid going to the art museum and thinking, oh, that's pretty, but most of it is really way over your head. Well, this is a great way that UVA kind of brings it down, or maybe not down, but brings it to the level of young children. So they really get to mess around with new materials and techniques and really learn about what's going on at the museum. And they do require that you as a parent go along. You're the assistant, the model, or you're the collaborator. You really get involved. So it's a super fun way to kind of, and you know, and I think as an adult, it's a great way for you to kind of get into the UVA Art Museum too. Sometimes if you're not an artsy person, sometimes museums can be a little intimidating. And this is a really great way to really learn about it and feel comfortable with it. So actually this fall they're doing them Saturday and Sunday. They were so popular last year. This Saturday and Sunday they have this new exhibition, Variety Archaeology and Ornament, Renaissance Architectural Prints from Column to Cornice. Okay, now just that name alone can sound a little intimidating, but what it comes down to is that the kids are going to learn to draw pictures based on buildings surrounding the museum and then make prints of their drawings. And so that's the kind of stuff that's on view, that's in this display that you can see, but they're really going to bring it down so the kids learn how to do this. And so it's going to be a ton of fun. And how this works is from 1 to 3, they're is the age group for 5 to 7 year olds and their grown-ups. And then from 3 to 5, it's for 8 to 12 year olds and their grown-ups. So they do a little different level on different ages. And if you're a museum member, it's $15. And if you're a non-member, it's $20. And then if you add an additional child or kid, it's an extra $5. So that is the UVA Art Museum. It's a really cool experience and a really great way to get your kids involved with and interested in art. Couple more things that I want to talk about that are family-friendly that aren't necessarily here in Charlottesville, but I think they're pretty cool, so I thought I'd drop them in here. And one of them is Constitution Day. And this is a big day always at Montpelier, but it's cool because it actually falls on a Saturday this year. Last year, it wasn't on a Saturday. From 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., so this is actually the celebration of the signing of the Constitution. And James Madison was obviously integrally involved in that. And so they are going to have a huge day of music, food, beer and wine, fireworks, guided tours of the mansion. James and Dolly Madison will be there. Probably not the real James and Dolly Madison, but someone that looks much like them. Hay rides, there's games for the kids, there's interpreters, just all kinds of fun stuff. And they have a special admission price this day of only $10 per car. That's a great way to get the whole family out to Montpelier for only 10 bucks. That is such a great price. And, you know, you can't beat the kind of history that we have around here. And this is a really fun way to get your kids involved in that. So that is going on Saturday the 17th from 9 to 9 at Montpelier. And that's out in Orange. And actually, if you're an Orange resident, you can get in for only $5 per carload. So that's a great deal. That's less than going to a drive-in movie. And then also in Richmond, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, I'm kind of in this art thing right now, they are having a really fun, again, trying to, you know, family event, trying to get kids involved in this. And it's about celebrating the art of Fabergé. And if you've seen a Fabergé egg, you can just say, wow, that's what you see when you think when you see one of these things. And they'll have games and storytelling, and they will teach kids about the history of these really precious Russian objects that are just so beautiful. And the kids will get to create their own Fabergé-inspired works of art. So that's a free event. And that's at the VMFA. It's right in Richmond. It's a beautiful, beautiful facility. And that's going on Saturday as well. So now we've talked about the kids and the family. Of course, you know, I've got to get to food and wine. And one of my food events this weekend is revolving around kids. And this is a great workshop. It's actually a weekend-long workshop. Starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You can go to any or all of these sessions. And it is called Nourishing Healthy Kids. And essentially, this is a weekend where they're bringing down Monica Corrado, who is this well-known, she's just amazing, funny woman, and she's a teacher of traditional cooking, and she's going to come down here to Charlottesville. This is going to be at EAT, which is over in Belmont in the former, it's in actually combined with Clay Fitness in the former Bel Rio location. It's a beautiful studio that Ham has built over there, and the weekend is basically going to be sorting through the mystery of food, the impact it has on your child's ability to learn and focus and grow. And really what it comes down to is that, you know, we have our diets as Americans have become so much processed foods. And they've really have found out from research that all of this is affecting how our kids behave and how they thrive and or don't thrive. So what Monica's going to teach us is kind of the effect of this kind of food and how you can teach or how you can make traditional foods, great whole foods for your kids, making it not so difficult. Because if you're somebody like me who's not necessarily at home in the kitchen, you can be a little intimidated by this. But that's what Monica's going to do. She's going to teach you how to make great whole foods for your family and how to keep your kids healthy, active, and doing well in school, because it's all really, it all comes back to, you know, eating and sleeping, really. So this weekend, you will learn how to prepare foods, and it will just be hands-on fun. So if you want more information on this, I will actually be there part of this weekend. I'm very excited about it because I have two really picky eaters, so I'm excited to learn how to do this and really keep them healthy. You can get more information on Susie Said, or you can go directly to Monica's website, which is www.cookingforwellbeing, and it's well-being.com. And to go specifically to the information on this children's workshop, it's /children. And so that starts on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, different prices depending on what you want to attend. You can attend the whole weekend, or you can just attend parts. And then, since we've talked a little bit about food, let's go to wine. Really fun, Jefferson Vineyards on Saturday having their harvest bash. So it's harvest season in the wine country right now, and I'll tell you, all those winemakers and all the people working at these vineyards have been working hard, and they want to have a party to celebrate the harvest. So from 1 to 6, they will be doing special wine tastings, tours. They'll have artists, live music, face painting, tractor rides for the kids, food, all of that. There'll be two local bands, and that will run from 1 to 6. Admission is $20. So one thing to note, if you want to go up to Jefferson Vineyards, but you don't want to do this whole $20, all this fun thing, you got to go, and you just want to do tastings, you got to go a little bit early, because they'll end the regular tastings at noon. But $20 for all this, all these tastings and fun, it's just going to be a great, beautiful afternoon. Jefferson's such a gorgeous area to hang out and spend a Saturday afternoon, and very kid-friendly. Like I said, there's going to be fun stuff for the kids to do, face painting, tractor rides, and we always bring... Maybe I'm crazy, but my husband and I, we like wine. So we'll bring the kids up. We'll do a little tasting, have a bottle of wine, a picnic, bring a soccer ball, kick it around. It's always a lot of fun. That is going on Saturday. And then now to the music scene. There's never any shortage of music here in Charlottesville, but I'm going to highlight two big things that are going on this weekend. The first is the Earth, Wind, and Fire concert at the Antelos Wireless Pavilion. That's on Saturday. Tickets are still available for that. They run $41 to $86. And you know, Earth, Wind, and Fire, I don't care how old you are, you know these songs. Whether you're my parents or whether you're as young as Mike here, that you will know an Earth, Wind, and Fire song or two or three, and you cannot not dance to these guys. It's going to be so much fun. And this is actually a benefit for the Building Goodness Foundation, which is a local nonprofit that does some amazing work across the world building in certain areas. So that is, your money goes to a good cause. And then also, the Chamber Music Festival is still going on, and there's several concerts left. One of them will be Sunday at 3 p.m. at UVA. You can get more information on that. And this is, again, this is one of those unique things that we have living in a college town with this great UVA right here, is that we have access to wonderful things like this Chamber Music Festival. If it wasn't for UVA, we probably would not have this here. So this is just a great way to introduce yourself or your kids, or if you're already in love with chamber music, it's just a great way to get that in. And so you can get more information about that at sevillechambermusic.org. You can get tickets there, or more information about the upcoming concerts. So that is the weekend. Obviously, there is more than this going on. These are just a few highlights. So get on to susiesaid.com/Charlottesville. The calendar is jam-packed. Moving forward, it's fall. There are going to be so many fall festivals. We're thinking pumpkins, apples, all that kind of stuff. So check out the calendar if you're looking for more, and definitely there'll be lots going on over the next few weeks. Have a great weekend, everyone.